It is 20 to 7, and you are with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, AM Lodge is located, and I hope I get Bimbililkama, in the Klaseri region at the border of Limpopo and Mpumalanga. And tonight, we are joined by the young owner of the establishment, that's Nsovo Mashaba, and he'll share part of his entrepreneurial journey. Welcome, Nsovo, to Rise FM.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate the platform.
Yeah. Now, Sovo, a quick one, and I think this should be quite easy for you to answer. Who is Sovo Mashaba, and can you share a snippet about maybe a young Sovo coming up the ranks?
Sovo Mashaba is a young who's involved in a number of businesses that are in a number of diversified markets right now, from hospitality to security, property, and even more that I can't name, but there's a number of businesses that I'm involved in. I've had the privilege of coming up in a very astute business plan with my father, and he directed me in the direction of being a boss or an entrepreneur from very early on in my life. So he's always mentored me, he's always guided me, and he's sort of in a strong direction for which my life has taken thus far in business.
Now, I think, you know, wherever you are, you're probably at the lodge as you speak, but if you can just try moving around, you know, I see that the line can be pretty bad if you can just try moving around as well, Sovo. But my next question to you is that in your early years, what career path were you initially attracted to?
I was interested as a whole. I never looked myself as work for somebody. And that came, as I say, influence of the people that I grew up around. I always saw them, I could see them for a portion of their lives work for people, but for the majority of it, I watched them take risks and start businesses and sort of gain financial independence, you know, as entrepreneurs in different fields. So that's what inspired me. So from a young age, I always knew, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I said, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to work for myself.
Yeah.
You know, wherever that takes me, but that's what I want for myself.
And you mentioned your father, and he is a prominent figure in the professional space. So how did you manage to move out of his shadow and be taken seriously as an individual?
it was a very difficult task. Let me not lie to you. You know, and it remains a very difficult task. It's something that I'm currently still trying to do as we speak, you know. But essentially, it's making my presence felt in the business, taking on the responsibilities of the businesses, you know. So give him a backseat a little bit, and I stand on the forefront and do a lot of the face-to-face business. And that's how it works for me, in essence.
Yeah. Now, Sovo, the tourism industry, and up until recently was one of the biggest growth sectors in the country. I mean, and obviously Mpumalanga as a whole is obviously there as well as a huge growth sector. And we've seen a lot of things happen there. I'm interested in the first part to say your transition to entrepreneurship, especially in the tourism industry, what lessons have you learned?
Man, I think the biggest lesson we've learned now is that you're never too safe. You know, you're really never too safe. You're never too sheltered. And the landscape can change at any given time. And you need to be able to adapt to the current changes that are happening within your industry. You know, with COVID, I mean, geez, we went from a predominantly sort of international clientele to 100% South African. And we've had to keep our doors open and keep the lights on for the money that we make by attracting South African tourists now entirely. Like, we went from about 90% occupancy to way less, you know, and we had to rebuild using South African clientele alone, you know. And I'm proud to say that we've done it, you know. we're open, we're operating, we're growing, even in the difficult times that we face right now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the adaptability that you need to have in business. You know, there's all types of unfortunate things that can come and hit you at any given moment. And you need to be able to deal with them and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. And we're chatting to the owner of AM Lodge. This is Nsovo Mashaba on his journey in this particular space. So my next question for you would be, you speak of the pandemic and how it sort of affected the way you do business, but how have you repositioned yourself to still be the destination of choice as the world navigates through the effects of the pandemic?
Look, we always, at AM Lodge, we always strive to give you an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when we were targeting a predominantly international market, we always strive to give you an experience. So, I mean, you can go to many game lodges, you can see many lions and many elephants out there, but certain experiences you just can't get elsewhere.
Yeah. Know?
And that's what we have to do at AM Lodge for our clients. So if you want something, we give it to you.
Mm.
You know, if you want to have dinner with the stars in the middle of the bush somewhere, we'll set up the most romantic dinner in the middle of the bush somewhere, mm. You know. If you want to have a massage in the bush or in your room or on a balcony somewhere overlooking a view, we'll do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we're no hold barred. That's how we've repositioned ourselves. We've stuck to that, no hold barred. We give you an experience. That's what we sell you at AM Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Sovo, I did a bit of research, let me tell you, my brother. And I was looking for I was looking for accommodation. I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the prices there. So you've indicated that you're obviously selling to a South African market now, and obviously the South African market is slightly different from the international market. I'd like to think that the prices that I saw were geared towards the international market. If I'm a South African, I'm somebody who's a resident of Mpumalanga, I'm interested now in coming to your lodge, can I afford it? That's what I'm saying.
Wait. Yeah, look, Wendy, you can definitely afford it. Like I said, we've repositioned ourselves now to, you know, make ourselves attractive to the local market. Mm. So with that, we've changed our pricing and adjusted it as well to locals, you know. The rate that you know is definitely for the international market still. But at the moment, we're right down to about 2999.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
So, and that's geared towards South Africa. Please, my brother, please. Yeah. So that's definitely geared more towards the South African market. We still maintain the standards. You still get everything that an international guest would get, you know, but at a much more affordable price to local markets.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned dinner under the stars, massages in the bush. I just want to know, beyond that, and I know it's a tall ask, what makes AM Lodge different? What makes it a standout?
I think the simple fact that everything that we do for you is tailor-made.
Mm.
There's nothing that we do that's sort of standard and we do it for the next guest or whatever.
Mm.
Sure, there are those SOPs that we stick to as a business, but naturally what pleases you is what you want.
Mm.
Understand? So we tailor-make what you want. One day, if you come here and you call me and say, my brother, I need 1, 2, 3, 4 done.
Yeah.
My brother, consider it done.
Mm. Mm.
You know?
Mm.
It's yours. We're going to do it for you. You know, if you want to fly in on a chopper, my brother, we'll make sure you're flying on a chopper.
<Yeah.
laughs> So we tailor make the guest experience.
Mm.
What do you like? What is the guest like? What are the interests? You know, and we pay who to get thoroughly for our guests before they arrive.
Yeah.
So we know exactly what they like and what to offer them.
Mm. Now, Sovo, there are a lot of young entrepreneurs that are listening to you right now. That probably would want to be in the same position as you, to be able to own lodges, manage lodges and everything else, especially in this province, and be involved basically in the tourism sector. I mean, what words of encouragement can you give somebody who's looking to get into this sector, who's looking maybe to possibly also manage and run a lodge?
Look, there's enough room for all of us. There's really enough room for all of us. I know right now the industry may seem to be in a bit of a slump due to what we're going through, but, you know, the fasting is full of so many opportunities in the sector that I think we haven't previously been exposed to, you know, considering where our country has come from. You know, so I think as a majority, there's a lot for us to do here. There's a lot for us to gain here. You know, would encourage people to find themselves coming into the tourism sector. There really is a lot to do, you know. And the way it's so intertwined to the world, man, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing. One of the best industries that I found myself working in. And I work in a lot of different industries. But this one is it's incredible. You know, it takes places. The people that you meet along the way, the relationships that you build, it's all very priceless. You know? It's very, very priceless stuff, honestly.
Sovo, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for joining us today on today's show. And also maybe just a slight sneaky one as well that I'm putting in. So Sovo is opening up a new restaurant. And I'm going to cry out for myself and Zingy to come and test out the cuisine when you guys open next month in that restaurant, Sovo.
Please, I'll have a table for you guys, all right?
Yeah. But thank you so much, man, Sovo, for joining us today. We appreciate your time. And we look forward to having you in the future in the show as well. Please enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the opportunity. Be able to sort of voice my journey as an entrepreneur. I appreciate the platform. Thank you.
And that was the owner of AM Lodge, Nsovo Mashaba, on his entrepreneurial journey. It is a beauty to listen to Wandile work. Lalela, you are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.